Electric scooters are taking over some American cities, but there is more to this investment boom than meets the eye. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Venture capitalists have invested hundreds of millions of dollars in scooters. Electric scooters, specifically. On a sunny day in San Francisco, they are clogging every sidewalk. Lime and Bird are the two best-known options. They also operate in Santa Monica, Washington, D.C., Austin, and Atlanta. You use an app to check out a scooter. GPS tracks your location, and when you're done with it, you just drop it any old place. There's speculation that Uber or Lyft will buy one of the bigger companies, since both have already invested in electric bikes, to add to their transportation offerings. Bird, for example, is now being valued at $2 billion. And that's got lots of people wondering, wait, what? Paul Kudrowski is with SK Ventures, and he told me that this is actually a crazy incestuous investment bubble that goes all the way back to the Segway.
If you made it up, people would say, no, it can't possibly work that way. And the answer is, yes, it does work that way. So Segway, who was, you know, in a sense, the creator of the e-scooter marketplace, never really thrived and was eventually acquired by Ninebot, a Chinese scooter company, which is backed by Xiaomi, which is a Chinese conglomerate and manufacturer of all kinds of products, including rice cookers, as it turns out, and Sequoia, a well-known venture capital firm, who just happens to also back Bird, one of the largest e-scooter companies here. So this is a whole ecosystem that is built around the scooter market, but in a weird way is built from the bones of Segway.
Are you saying it's by design on some level that if you were, let's say, a large investor in Xiaomi, that you would then have a vested interest in scooter startups and all of that is okay or legal?
Oh, it's 100%. So if you just to be really break it down here, Xiaomi is walking towards an IPO, one of the largest IPOs, certainly the largest IPO this year, over $100 billion valuation. Xiaomi 3 years ago was considered dead and buried because it was too reliant on smartphones and its sales had slowed down. Well, now 20% of their sales and among their fastest growing categories, it's not rice cookers, air conditioners, or smartphones, it's scooters. Right. So as they're now showing dramatic revenue growth again, in part on the back of the scooter marketplace. And so as a result of that, it's in their best interest to continue to drive up the valuation of scooter companies that they've backed through their venture capital arm in partnership with firms like Sequoia, as well as making sure that cheap scooters are populating the U.S. market. Because, again, that helps them seed a marketplace that gives them, you know, top line growth, even if it's not super profitable, and helps them towards this IPO.
Okay, and so then, if you also buy the argument that Uber and Lyft and Didi are in need of, let's say, an additional revenue stream or a supplemental part of their business so that they aren't using cars to go a mile, they're using scooters right. And bikes instead, then don't you have the venture industry essentially subsidizing a hole in their business models?
Oh, absolutely. So think of, you know, we've been talking a lot over the last few years about the eventual arrival of autonomous Ubers and autonomous Lyfts. Well, this is autonomous Ubers and Lyfts. Where's the driver? Who's the driver that I'm paying on a scooter? It's already autonomous. It's me, right? So if you can think of it in those terms, that the hole that it's filling is partly the last mile, but it's partly also this idea of sort of semi-autonomous. And the reason why the autonomous is interesting for investors isn't because they just think, you know, whoa, isn't autonomous cool? It's because you don't have to pay a driver anymore. So I can make money on lower billings than I would if there was a driver. So ignoring that it's a scooter, this is more profitable in theory because there's no driver to pay.
And the device itself, unlike a car, is pretty cheap to operate.
Right. It's almost, not quite, but almost a throwaway, right? I mean, that's with the cost now down, well, under $1,000 and under $500 in most cases, this is, you know, it's a commodity.
So, yeah, I feel like you're saying what there's been this like hunch, right? This sense that at the end of the day, this is not really a product or innovation story. It really is an investment story. It is really a venture capital community story.
I think it's a venture capital community story crossed with a Chinese capital market story. It's two things happening at once. And those are, you know, in physics terms, those are giant, two giant point masses of capital coming together. And so that always leads to, at the very least, entertaining places. You have a point mass of capital that needs to deploy money towards the scooter market or towards anything like the scooter marketplace that's growing and can take a lot of money. And then at the same time, you have a giant Chinese manufacturer who needs to drive revenue growth in its ecosystem, and it's found a way to do that.
What do you think the end result is of all of this?
Oh, I think we end up with I think that scooters end up being deployed fairly broadly, but I think they turn out to be a kind of a niche solution, and most of them are owned by the Ubers and Lyfts of this world, and it's tightly regulated, and venture capitalists wonder why they got so excited about it because it's not nearly as profitable as they thought it would be.
What's the like most recent corollary to this? This story reminds me a little bit of, except without all of the sort of interplay, the mechanics of the incestuous ecosystem, reminds me a little bit of like food delivery apps, where all of a sudden anybody could get venture for that. Is that the most recent?
Yeah. I actually think that's the closest, because it was a similar attempt to solve a last mile problem. It was a similar attempt to sort of, you know, bridge the physical world and the bits world. And everybody came to the exact same solution at the exact same time and deployed incredible amounts of capital. And it turned out that consumers weren't really all that excited about. And once they tried it a few times, they went back to stopping at grocery stores on the way home.
So what's happened to all those startups as our cautionary tale?
It's for the most part been a trail of ruin. There's the long line of bankruptcies in the grocery delivery marketplace, and we're into our third wave of them now. So, you know, I'll give the venture industry credit for continuing to experiment here. And I think eventually there'll be some subset of this that'll work reasonably well, but the list of bankrupt companies is, you know, much longer than my arm.
Paul Kudrowski is with SK Ventures. Whether or not there's a scooter bust coming, cities are rushing to regulate. San Francisco has capped the number that can operate at once at 2,500. Denver, Nashville, Seattle, and Dallas have all banned e-scooters while they figure out new rules. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. We're all about making people smarter, as you know, about the financial forces that govern our lives through solid reporting, interesting stories, and the kinds of conversations we get to have on programs like this one.
It's important work that we are already doing, have been doing for a long time, and with your help, we will do even more of it for as little as $5 a month, $5. Become a marketplace investor.
This is a great opportunity to be part of our efforts to raise the economic intelligence of people across the country and to make a real impact on people's lives and the decisions that they make.
So now's the time, gang. Go to marketplace.org and donate whatever amount is right for you to become a marketplace investor. And thanks a lot.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.